Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 124.
Come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant of Arms will please close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Penny. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Penny.
Pray with me. Merciful Father, you and you alone are God. You're in control of all things. Forgive us, Father, when we try to take your place. Forgive us as legislators when we think we know what's best without consulting you. We pray for this assembly of representatives in this chamber. We pray for James White and his staff. We pray for the Sergeant of Arms. We pray for all those who make this possible to operate in the servants, the people's house. Help us to have a servant's heart to do just that. Forgive us for any undoneness that we may have caused or said or done that would not glorify you and be what you would have for the great state of North Carolina. We would ask all this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Penny is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for September the 9th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for September 9th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, please say no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Messages from the governor, the clerk will read.
Governor Roy Cooper, objections and veto. Message. House Bill 324, an act to demonstrate General Assembly's intent that students, teachers, administrators, and other school employees recognize the quality of rights and all persons to do prohibit school units from promoting certain concepts that are contrary to that intent. The legislature should be focused on supporting teachers, helping students recover learning, and investing in our public schools. Instead, this bill pushes calculated, conspiracy-laden politics into public education. Therefore, I veto the bill. Roy Cooper, Governor. The bill, having been vetoed, is returned to the clerk of the North Carolina House of Representatives on the 10th day of September 2021 at 3:42 for reconsideration of that body.
Noted, and bills referred to rules.
Governor Roy Cooper, objections and vetoes message. House Bill 805, an act to increase the penalties for rioting or inciting rioting that causes damage to property, serious bodily injury, or death, and assaulting emergency personnel during a riot or a state of emergency to allow recovery for travel damage and the property damage or personal injury caused by rioting or looting, and to require pretrial release conditions for rioting and looting offenses to be determined by a judge. People who commit crimes during riots and other times should be persecuted for laws provide for that. But this legislation is unnecessary and intent to intimidate and deter people from exercising their constitutional right to peacefully protest. Therefore, I veto the bill. Roy Cooper, Governor, the bill having been vetoed, is returned to the clerk of North Carolina House of Representatives on the 10th day of September 2021 at 3:41 for reconsideration of that body.
Noted, and bills referred to rules. Chaptered bills will be noted. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
House Bill 3103, Committee Substitute Number 2, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend requirements for certain automatically renewed consumer contracts for concurrence in the Senate Committee Amendment Number 1.
Placed on calendar for 9:15.
House Bill 110, Senate Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make changes to housing opportunities and prevention of eviction program for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
House Bill 264, Senate Committee Substitute Fourth Edition, a bill to be entitled to clarify expiration of a statewide state of emergency and to exercise certain powers under the statewide state of emergency to clarify the abatement of statewide imminent hazards and to clarify statewide quarantines for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Place on the calendar for 9:15.
House Bill 320, Senate Committee Substitute, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to modify authorization to conduct meetings or means of remote communications for certain entities, to authorize nonprofit corporations to conduct all business electronically unless prohibited by their articles of incorporation and bylaws, and to make technical changes to surrounding language and to exempt certain not-for-profit corporations formed prior to July 1, 1989 from being required to have at least one class of shares and unlimited voting rights for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Place on calendar for 9:15.
Senate Bill 388, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to expand the exemption for farmers to include certain sales by qualified farmers for a zoo to exempt qualified items from sales tax to purchase by wildlife managers, wildlife management activities, and to make changes to property taxation for wildlife conservation land.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Notices and announcements. And just to want to remind everybody that there will be no votes on tomorrow's session. Representative Penny's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, September the 14th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, September 14th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.